Hi, I'm Don Heatrick, and thank you for joining me on this Heavy Hitters podcast, and I hope this episode finds you well. And that's both physically and psychologically well with everything that's going on right now and home lockdown stretching out a bit. Because accustomed to training as you are, you're no doubt beginning to psychologically feel the effects of reduced training or less effective training. And that's what I wanted to talk about in this episode, to share a consolidation of thoughts I had while I was actually out running with my dog Logan this morning. Thoughts that could help you move forwards, whatever your current limitations or opportunities are. So I'll begin by asking, today, are you heading out predominantly for a training session, a practice session, or a spoiling session? And I'll explain what I mean by these. So training moves you forwards. It's progressive, uses developmental loads and technical drills. Practicing reinforces existing skills, creating good habits, and maintains athletic qualities. Spoiling excessively repeats poor form, builds bad habits, whether you're under fatigue or not, and causes overuse injury. And I'll expand on my thoughts for each of these. I like to imagine a dial with high quality at one end and low quality on the other, precise to ragged. And I could label this same dial with low intensity to high intensity, because low intensity has the potential for the highest quality. There's no excuse for poor form and ragged execution, whereas high intensity actually has the highest potential for low quality because you're on that ragged edge and either overloaded by load or the amount of work you've been doing and fatigue. So in your session, are you chasing high intensity and low quality? Has your intended training session that should be moving you forwards actually become a spoiling session? I ask fighters to measure their training session not by how tired it makes them feel, but rather how much better it's made them as a fighter. So training sessions predominantly move you forwards. It's progressive and uses developmental load volumes and movements or technical drills. In your periodized training blocks, it's your low, medium and high weeks. They're the developmental ones. You're using an intensity and a quantity that increases strength, power, speed or endurance from an athletic standpoint. And from a technical standpoint, I've spoken before about my approach to motor pattern learning and skill development in training sessions. You're either learning with a clean slate, building from scratch, and that only takes about 300 to 500 reps to build that automatic habit that you want to keep. Or you're changing, you're rewriting an old habit, trying to correct something that you've already bedded in as an automated pattern that you want to make better. And that takes, well, 10 times longer, about 3,000 to 5,000 repetitions to make a new automated habit that overwrites the old one. Or you're reinforcing, you're taking well-rehearsed skill or technique and you're drilling that under fatigue. You're maintaining quality while pushing harder or for longer. And these are all things that move you forward. You're training. From a skill or movement motor pattern perspective, I like sessions that begin while you're fresh to learn something new, and then move on later in the session as you get more fatigued into reinforcing things that you've already bedded in and are stable motor patterns that act as a kind of a finisher. Or if you're more experienced, you start while you're fresh in the session trying to correct something that's bedded in as an automated habit that you want to change. And then when you're fatigued later in the session, we work on reinforcing stuff that you're already very good at and that you've reproduced in a stable way, even when you're very tired, that technique under fatigue. So for your training sessions that should be moving you forwards, intensity can be low, moderate, or even high if energy systems development is the target or technique under fatigue. And this will fit the whole spectrum of your fight camp, right from movement and mobility blocks through strength blocks into power blocks, and finally speed and power endurance blocks closer to the fight. Practice sessions are predominantly reinforcing existing skill, good habits, and maintaining athletic qualities. Intensity will mostly be low to moderate, and the majority of these sessions will be further away from the fight when you're looking to do new things. And I'm going to come back to practice sessions and the value of that in a moment. Spoiling sessions excessively repeat poor form, either under fatigue or not, and overload muscles, tendons, ligaments, and even bones to cause overuse injuries. It uses tired, sloppy technique, or there's no awareness of correct motor pattern movements or technical form in the first place. And there's a higher potential for overuse injury when the amount of what you're doing can be too high for your body to recover from. And I see this far too often in fighters' training, both in coach sessions and in self-practice. I'd also term these sessions more as workouts rather than training, because they're geared towards expending energy, your calories, rather than progressively making you better. And when your concept of progression is to do more, it's an easy trap to fall into. The highest quality sessions target your limiting factors. I've already spoken extensively on my thoughts regarding limiting factors, how this evolves over the course of a Muay Thai career, and ultimately how to break limits in Muay Thai. An attitude of constant reassessment of 80-20 filtering to find your limiting factors. That's the critical few rather than the trivial many. And honestly facing them and designing sessions to address them is the way to fast track your personal development. Once you have a limiting factor in mind, picking the right intensity level is the first variable to select to align with this goal. Everything else falls into place from there. For your goal, where are you going to set the dial from precise to ragged? And this reminds me of an example that's doing the rounds again in everyone's feeds right now, band-resisted striking. Although at first glance it looks like great fight-specific training, a closer look shows that it actually promotes clumsy bad habits in your technical movement, and that the stretching band has a reversed loading profile that slows your strike down as it approaches the target, which is the opposite of what you want. It also makes you focus on the striking limb, rather than creating power with the whole body, and then using the striking limb in a relaxed way to connect that power to the target. So it generally messes up your skilled motor pattern. I'd call that a spoiling session. And while there's never a place for a spoiling session in your schedule, and band-resisted kicking or punches are one of those things, there is a place for both training sessions that progressively move you forward physically or technically, and for practice sessions that reinforce and bed in your good habits in perfect form and allow you to recover from more intense training in your schedule. My run with Logan this morning was a practice session. It was a gentle run designed to allow me to maintain my aerobic capacity while exercising my dog. Technically, I practiced maintaining my 180 steps per minute running cadence. The lower intensity allowed me to turn up the dial on my quality. It also gave me headspace to allow the ideas for this podcast to come together, a kind of running meditation. And I find lower intensity sessions regularly do this for me. I can tap into my creative side. For example, lower intensity practice sessions on a heavy bag give me space to create a new personal striking combo or an alternative footwork pattern or timing to transform and level up my technical ability. And in the past, when I was training for fights, I often improved more in my home training bag work sessions than I did in many of my Muay Thai classes I attended. So while you're perhaps unable to do the kind of training that you'd normally do right now, you might just be able to do things better. And I'd love to know what you've worked on and what you've come up with. You can get in touch with me through my website at heatrick.com or at Don Heatrick on Instagram to let me know. And I'll post links to more detailed discussion on some of the topics I've touched on here in the text that goes with this episode. So that's it for now. I hope you found it useful. Stay safe and I'll catch you next time.